You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got a lot of stuff done. I was officially the first person in the neighborhood to pull out my lawnmower. I actually mowed up and raked and did a little weed whacking and ran a sprinkler or two because everything was so dry. So we got that done, got all of our patio furniture out, fired up the little fire pit, and it was really nice. And then we had my daughter's birthday this weekend, so we got to hang with her for a little bit and have some presents and stuff. Big takeaway from little Lila's birthday is she has been jonesing to get her ears pierced. And, you know, dad, like, mom, my little girl, I don't know. So one of the big presents she got was actually just a little package of real earrings. And mom and dad said, hey, we're giving you the green light. Whenever you're ready, we can take you down. I gave in and said, you know what? If you want to get your ears pierced, we're going to take you to a very reputable tattoo shop that we've been recommended, and we're going to get it done. Which I think is going to lead for some great pictures, actually, of my little 7-year-old laying in a tattoo artist's chair, getting her ear pierced. So
good.
Should be pretty fun. So that was
good. Yeah, she's 7. That's great.
I think it's fine. A lot of her little girlfriends.
You might have even held out longer than you needed
to. I think so. It was funny, though, because, you know, all of her big talk, I want to get this done, I want to get this done. Now that she has the green light, she's like, I don't know. What exactly do they do? Mm. Well, they fire 2 holes through your ear is what they do. So yeah,
they're going to punch holes in your body.
So I think she's kind of backpedaling on that.
You know, that's indicative of the way many people are about things in life is she's excited about the final product,
yeah,
but she doesn't actually want to get excited about the process itself.
Don't want to put in the work to do it. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, Easter. We had a great Easter, hung out with parents, and we did the whole egg dyeing and everything. And so yesterday we had 50 eggs to hide in my parents' backyard. And by the time it was all said and done, I think I counted around 35 eggs that we had found. So some of them might still be out there, but I think a good 10 eggs are in my dog's belly. And Reed was encouraging, you know, when he found the egg, instead of to pick it up and put it in his little bag, to point to it and say, Goldie, get the egg. Eat the egg, Goldie. So she downed easily 10 hard-boiled eggs, which led to us being up all night with a very stinky dog. And I'm not 100% sure if eggshells pass through dogs because I was just wondering. This is my thing because last night we let her out multiple times, and I went out and I, like, watched her. And, you know, I feel bad for the little dog because she's obviously hurting and she's got to go. But watching her, like, try to, you know, she's hunched over and she's walking as she's trying to go. I'm like, you got to be constipated, I think.
Have you Googled this yet?
I haven't had time this morning to even dive into it, and I was too tired last night.
Let me look.
So I am very curious if dogs can pass eggs and hard-boiled eggs and eggshells, which I would imagine they could, maybe like one or two, but I'm thinking she's full of 10 eggs, easily.
This will make you feel better. The American Kennel Club says you can technically feed your dog eggshells, but only if your veterinarian thinks it's a good idea. Eggshells contain calcium, which some dogs need supplemented in their diets.
Okay, so
The next line is a no-duh line. It goes, however, there are easier ways to give your dog more calcium,
well,
and eggshells
right, okay.
Aren't the tastiest option. Apparently,
they are.
Thought it was delicious.
She devoured them just fine. And I don't know if you can give dogs like a little, maybe half of a Dulcolax or something to kind of
I think, a check with your vet.
Probably a check with your vet. I know you can give a lot of human stuff to your dog, but I don't know diarrhea meds.
Here's another site called the Opulent Hound website. Eggshells can be an excellent source of calcium and protein for your dog, which will support strong bones, healthy health, blah, blah.
Okay.
Evidence suggests eggshells may provide a better source of calcium than a bought calcium supplement.
Well, it sounds like it's...
They may also improve joint, muscle, and heart health. And support the immune system. You're actually doing Goldie Fawn a favor.
She's definitely working some muscles that she's never worked before, I think. But we'll see how it plays out today, because there might be a vet visit maybe later tomorrow.